Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Join Play On Premium to get merch like t-shirts, hoodies, and coffee mugs, ad-free episodes, and bonus content video featuring interviews with the actors, producers, playwrights, and directors who brought it all to life. Go to ncpodcasts.com and subscribe to Play On Premium to support the art and the artists.
Next Chapter Podcasts presents the Play On podcast series, Othello. Episode 6, The Wrongs We Do. For the best listening experience, be sure to use headphones or earbuds. And remember, beware of jealousy.
What is this gentleman thinking? How are you, madam? How do you do, my lady?
I am not quite awake.
Good lady, what's the matter with my lord?
With who?
Why, with my lord, my lady.
Who is your lord?
Sweet lady, the lord that's yours.
Sweet girl, I tell you, I have no lord.
But my...
Do not talk to me, Amelia. I cannot weep. Nor do I have an answer that would open up without said weeping. Please, tonight, put on my bed my wedding sheets. Remember, and call your husband to me.
That's a change indeed.
It is proper I should be used so. Very proper. How have I been behaving that he might place the sharpest criticism on my smallest sin?
What's your pleasure, madam? How is't with you?
For shame, Iago. The general called her a whore, threw such contempt and violent words on her as true hearts cannot bear.
Am I that name, Iago?
What name, fair lady?
The name my lord said I was.
He called her a whore. A drunken beggar could not have said such words to his own hussy.
Why'd he do that?
I do not know. I am sure I am not such a word.
Oh, do not weep, do not weep. Pity this day.
Did she forsake those favorable matches? Forsake her father? Her country, her friends, to be called whore? Would it not make one weep?
It is my wretched luck.
Curse him for it! How came he to this foolishness?
Heaven only knows.
I would bet my life some infernal villain, some meddling and insinuating knave, some fraudulent, deceiving slave, to get some power had devised this slander. I bet my very life.
Psst, there is no such man. It is impossible.
If there be, may heaven save his soul.
A hangman's noose pardon him, hell gnaw his bones. Why should he call her whore? Who keeps her company? What place, what time, what way, what likelihood that fool's deceived by some most villainous brute, some base, notorious rogue, some vile, foul fellow. Oh, how I pray that such fellows show their face and that every honest hand holds a whip to lash those fellows naked the world over, even from the east to west.
Speak with more calm.
Oh, hell, take them. It's that same some such fellow that turned your brain inside out and made you suspect me abed with the general.
You are a fool. Get out.
Help me, Iago. What should I do to win my lord again? Good friend, go to him, for by the light of heaven, I do not know how I lost him. Here I kneel. If ever my desire did in fact sin against his love, either in my course of thought or in actual deed, or if my eyes, my ears, or any of my senses delighted themselves in any other form than his, or if I do not still, or never did, or ever will, though he does shake me off, making me beg divorce, love him dearly, may comfort itself forsake me. Unkindness may do much, and his unkindness may destroy my life, but it will never taint my love. I cannot say whore. It does repulse me now I said the word. To do that act that might the label earn, not the promise of all the pleasures in the world could make me.
I pray you, be at ease. It's a bad mood. The business of the state has angered him, and he argues with you.
If only it...
It is the truth. I promise. Listen to how those instruments call us to supper. The messengers from Venice are waiting to dine. Go inside and weep not. All things shall be well.
Psst. Iago!
My friend Rodrigo, how goes it?
I do not think that you dealt fairly with me.
Oh, dear. What is wrong now?
Every day you confound me with some trick, Iago. I will no longer endure that.
Will you hear me out, my friend?
Truly, I've heard too much, and your words and actions do not go together.
You judge me most unfairly.
I judge you with nothing but the truth. I have spent outside of my own means. The jewels you had me delivered to Desdemona would have corrupted a nun herself. You have told me she received them and led me on with expectation and encouragement of her immediate love, but I find it not true.
Well, get gone. Very well.
Very well? Get gone? I cannot go away, man, nor is it very well. I swear on my hands that it is very bad, and I am beginning to find myself deceived.
Very well.
I am telling you it is not very well. I will make my love known to Desdemona. If she will give me back my jewels, I will stop my pursuit and repent my unlawful solicitation. If not, assure yourself that I will seek satisfaction of you. A duel.
You spoke your mind?
Yes, and said nothing but exactly what I intend to do.
Why, now I see there's backbone in you. And even right in this instant, I do build a better opinion of you. Give me your hand, Rodrigo. You have taken up against me a most just suspicion, but still I protest that I've dealt most honestly on your behalf.
I do not see it.
Yes, it has yet to be seen, and your suspicion is not without intelligence and judgment. But, Rodrigo, if you have purpose, courage, and valor, this night you must show it. If you, by tomorrow, do not taste sweet Desdemona's delights, you may take me from this world.
What do I have to do? Is it reasonably possible?
Sir. There is a special commission just come from Venice to put Cassio in Othello's place.
Is that true? Why, then Othello and Desdemona will return again to Venice.
Oh, no. Othello goes into Mauritania and takes with him the beautiful Desdemona, unless his stay be extended here by some accident. And no accident can be so conclusive as the removing of Cassio.
What do you mean, remove him?
I mean, make him incapable of taking Othello's place. Knock loose his brains.
And you would have me do that?
Yes. If you dare snatch for yourself some small profit, Cassio dines tonight with his whore, and I am going there to meet him. Cassio knows not of his honorable promotion. If you will watch him as he walks by, you will be able to snatch him at your leisure.
Come! Do not stand there astounded by this, but come along with me!
It is now fully supper time, and the night already wastes away. Let's get to it!
I must hear more justification for this.
And you will hear it.
I do implore you, good sir, stop troubling yourself.
Pardon.
It will do me good to walk.
Madam, good night. I humbly thank your ladyship.
You are more than welcome.
Will we walk, sir?
Yes, this way, sir.
Oh, Desdemona.
My lord.
Get yourself into bed this very instant. I will return shortly. Dismiss Emilia for the evening. Make sure that it is done.
I will, my lord. How's it going? He seems gentler than before.
He says he will return immediately and has commanded me straight away to bed and told me to dismiss you.
Dismiss me?
That is his desire. Therefore, good Emilia, give me my night clothes and goodbye. We cannot now displease him.
I wish you had never met him.
I wish that not. I find I so adore him that even his harshness, his reprimand, his frown. Please help unpin this. Have grace and favor in them.
I have put down those sheets you wanted me to on the bed.
All right. Good Lord, how silly we are. I do die before you, please. Wrap me for my coffin in one of these sheets.
Come now, this kind of talking.
My mother had a maid named Barbary. She was in love, and the one she loved proved mad and abandoned her. She sang a song of willows. An old song it was, but it expressed her luck, and she died singing it. That song tonight will not release itself from my mind. I can barely restrain myself from hanging my head to the side and singing from it like poor Barbary. Please, leave me now.
Shall I get your nightgown?
No, just unpin this here for me. That Lodovico is a proper man.
Ah, oh, very handsome man.
No, oh, he speaks well.
I know a lady in Venice would have walked barefoot to Palestine for a touch from his lower lip.
The poor soul sat sighing by a sycamore tree. sing all a green willow. Her hand on her bosom, her head on her knee. Sing willow, willow, willow. The fresh streams ran by her and murmured her moans. Sing willow, willow, willow. Her salt tears fell from her and softened the stones. Sing willow, willow, willow. Sing all a green willow must be my garland. Let nobody blame him, his scorn I approve.
Noah, that is not what comes next. Listen, who is it that knocks?
It's the wind.
I called my love false love, but what said he then? Sing willow, willow, willow. If I court more women, you'll couch with more men.
It's itching neither here nor there.
I've heard it said it means weeping. Oh, these men. Oh, do you truly think, tell me, Amelia, that there are women who do betray their husbands in such an obscene way?
There are some such, no question about it.
For all the world, would you do such a deed?
Why, wouldn't you?
No, by the light of heaven, no.
Neither would I, by the light of heaven. But I might do it in the dark.
Yes. For all the world. Would you really do such a deed?
Oh, the world's a huge thing. It is a great prize for such a small sin.
In truth, I think you would not.
In truth, I think I would. And undo it after I had done it. Indeed, I would not do such a thing for a joint ring, nor for bolts of fine linen, nor for gowns, petticoats, nor caps, nor any trivial gift. But for the world, God's pity, who would not betray her husband if it made him a king? I would risk eternal purgatory for the chance.
Curse me if I ever did such a wrong to obtain the whole world.
Why, a wrong is only a wrong in this world, and possessing the world for yourself makes it a wrong in your own world, and you could quickly make it right.
I do not think there exists any such woman.
Yes, dozens of them. But I do think it is their husbands' fault if wives do fall. Say husbands neglect their husbandly duties and pour our treasures into other women's laps. Or say they break out in peevish jealousy and churlishly throw restraints on us. Or say they strike us or cut back our allowance in spite. Why, we have resentment, and though we sometimes give them grace, we can seek some revenge. Let husbands know their wives have sense like them. They see and smell and have palate for both sweet and sour, just as their husbands have. What is it that they do when they exchange us for another? Is it sport? I think it is. And does lust breed it? I think it does. Is it human frailty that makes them wrong? That, too, is true. So have we not lust, desire for games, and frailty as men have? If so, let them treat us well. Else let them know the wrongs we do, their wrongs instructed us to do so.
Good night, Amelia.
Good night,
good night. Good night. God, help me, please.
This is Sally Kate Holmes, Managing Director of Next Chapter Podcasts, here to tell you about a pretty cool new offering from our friends at Apollo Podcasts. You can now find the Play On Podcasts on Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as us. You can listen ad-free, early access to exclusives, behind-the-scenes supercuts, and more on Apollo Plus. On top of all that, 70% of the revenue on Apollo Plus goes directly to creators. Join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Here, stand behind this door. Soon he will come. Unsheathe your trusty rapier and put it home. Quick! Quick! Fear nothing. I'll be at your elbow. It makes us or it breaks us. Think on that.
Stay close to me. I might just bungle this.
I'm at your side. Be bold. Get ready.
I have no great devotion to this deed. It's just one man gone. Here's my sword! He dies!
I've rubbed this pimple almost till it pops, and it grows angry. Now, whether he kill Cassio or Cassio him, or each do like the other, all paths lead to my end. Should Rodrigo live, he calls me to restore him a large sum of gold and jewels that I stole from him as gifts to Desdemona. That simply can't be. If Cassio should live, he has a daily beauty in his life that makes me ugly. And besides, the beast may reveal me to him. That puts me in much peril. No, Cassio dies. Yes. I hear him coming.
I know his gate. It's in. Villain, you die!
Oh, that thrust could have been my murder indeed. But my armor is better than you know. I'll test the strength of yours.
Oh, I am slain!
I'm permanently maimed! Help! Help! Murder! Murder!
The voice of Cassio. Iago kept his word. Oh, brave Iago. Honest and just. that has such a noble understanding of his friend's wrongs, you teach me. Whore, here your dear lies dead, and your damnation nears. Whore, here I come. From my heart your charms and eyes have been cast out. Your bed, lust-stained, will with lust's blood be spotted.
What? No guards? No passerby? Murder! Murder!
There's some mischief. That voice is very direful.
Oh, help!
Pete!
Oh, wretched villain.
Two, three groan. And let's think it unsafe to answer these cries without having help.
Nobody comes? Then I will bleed to death.
Look! Who's there? Whose noise is this that cries out murder? We do not know. Did you not hear a cry?
Here! Here! For heaven's sake, help me!
What's the matter?
Oh, Iago? Oh, I am hurt, destroyed by villains.
Oh, my lieutenant. What villains have done this?
I think one of them is still around and cannot get away.
Oh, treacherous villains.
Oh, help me here.
That's one of them.
Oh, murderer.
Oh, villain.
Oh, damned Iago. You inhuman dog.
Killing men in the dark.
Where are these bloody thieves? Who comes here? Are you good or are you evil?
As you know us, appraise us.
Lodovico, signor.
Yes, me.
I beg your mercy. Here's Cassio, hurt by villains.
Cassio?
How is't, brother?
My leg is cut in two.
May heaven forbid it. Give me light, sirs. I'll bind it with my shirt.
I'll get some help. There's been a horrible fight. Out of
my way. What's the matter here? Who was it that cried?
Who's crying out?
Oh, my dear Cassio. Oh, my sweet, sweet Cassio.
Oh, notorious slut.
Cassio,
do you suspect who it could be that has mangled you thus?
No.
I'm sorry to find you like this. I've been searching for you.
Lend me your garter. So. Oh, for a chair to lift him easily.
Oh, no. He faints. Oh, Cassio. Cassio. Cassio.
You gentlemen? I do suspect this trash is somehow involved in his injury. Please be patient, good Cassio. Come, come, lend me a light. Do we know this face or not? Alas! It is my friend and my countryman, Rodrigo.
He from Venice?
No! Yes, sure, oh heaven, it's Rodrigo! That is him, sir. Did you know him?
Know him, yes.
Signor Graciano, I beg your gentle pardon. These bloody events must excuse my manners that I've so ignored you.
I am glad to see you.
How do you do, Cassio? Oh, a chair. A chair!
Rodrigo?
Him. Him. It's him. Oh, that's well done. The chair. One good man, take him carefully from here. I'll fetch the general surgeon. For you, mistress, save you your crying. He that lies slain there, Cassio, was my dear friend. What malice was between you?
None in the world, nor do I know the man.
Why are you pale? Oh, take him out of the air. Stay here, good gentlemen.
Gently.
You look pale, mistress. Do you see, gentlemen? Her guiltiness will speak. Though her tongue is silent.
What? What's this? What is the matter? What is the matter, husband?
Cassio has been attacked here in the dark by Rodrigo and others who escaped. He's almost slain.
No.
And Rodrigo's dead.
Oh, no! Good gentlemen! Oh, no, good Cassio!
These are the fruits of whoring! Please, please, Amelia, find out from Cassio where he dined tonight. Why do you shake at that?
He dined at my house, but I don't tremble at that.
Oh, did he? I command you, come with me!
Oh, hell take you, you strumpet! I am no strumpet! But in life, I'm as chaste as you. You that abuse me.
As me. May hells consume you.
Kind sirs, let's go see poor Cassio's wound treated. Come, mistress, you must tell us the true tale. Amelia, you run to the citadel and tell my lord and lady what has happened. Will you go on right now? This is the night that either makes or undoes me quite.
It must be done. It must be done, my soul. I'll not name what must be done. You chaste stars. But it must be done. I'll not shed her blood, nor scar that white skin, whiter still than snow, and smooth as monumental alabaster. Yet still she dies, lest she betray more men. Put out the light, and then put out her light. If I put you out, you blazing candle, I can again your shining light restore should I repent. But once I put out her light, you insidious stitch from excellent nature, I don't know where resides that primordial heat that can relight your light. When I have plucked the rose, I cannot give the rose its life again. But it needs to die. I'll smell you while you live. Oh, hot breath. You almost persuade justice to break her oath. One more. Be this lovely when you're dead, and I'll kill you and love you after. One more kiss. It's our last. Kissing has now turned fatal. I must weep. But these are cruel tears. This is heaven's sorrow. It strikes where it does love.
Who's there? Othello.
Play On podcast series Othello was written by William Shakespeare and translated into modern English verse by Mfaniso Udafia. Radio play by Catherine Eaton. Directed by Victor Milana Maog. The cast is as follows: Jeremy Tardy as Othello, Barrett O'Brien as Iago, Kaylee Carter as Desdemona, Paul Jun as Rodrigo, Francesca Fernandez as Amelia, Tommy Schreider as Cassio, Lakeisha May as Bianca, Christopher Gurr as Brabantio and Lodovico, Rachel Crowell as Montano, Natalie Hegg as Duke, Clown, and Graciano, Casting by the Telsey Office, Karen Castle, CSA. Voice and text coach, Julie Foe. Cultural consultant and dramaturg, Martine Key Green Rogers. Original music, mix, and sound design by Lindsay Jones. Sound engineering by Sadaharu Yagi. Mix engineer and dialogue editor, Larry Walsh. Podcast mastering by Greg Cortez at New Monkey Studio. Coordinating producer, Transcend Streaming, Kira Bowie and Liana Keys. Executive producer, Michael Goodfriend. The Managing Director of Business Operations and Partnerships at Next Chapter Podcasts is Sally Cade Holmes. And with very special thanks to Michael Christopher Turner and the Performing Arts Department of Northwestern University. The Play On podcast series Othello is produced by Next Chapter Podcasts and is made possible by the generous support of the HITS Foundation. Visit ncpodcast.com for more about the Play On podcast series. Visit playonshakespeare.org for more about Play On Shakespeare. Subscribe to Play On Premium on Apollo Plus for ad-free episodes and join our Patreon for exclusive merchandise and early commercial-free releases. Go to playonpodcast.com for our bonus content, where you'll find interviews with the artists, producers, and engineers who brought it all to life. And remember, beware of jealousy.
Join Play On Premium to get merch like t-shirts, hoodies, and coffee mugs, ad-free episodes, and bonus content video featuring interviews with the actors, producers, playwrights, and directors who brought it all to life. Go to ncpodcasts.com and subscribe to Play On Premium to support the art and the artists.
Next Chapter Podcasts.